Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rob, let me ask you this. Text line, let me ask you this question as well. 913-586-7965. Let's say that this is a close one-score game, because all Broncos games and Chiefs games are close one-score game. Let's say that the Chiefs are down 24-23 in the final seconds of the game, and Mahomes is taking them down the field, and the Chiefs are preparing to kick a field goal. The Chiefs are kicking a 51-yard field goal. Do you trust Harrison Butker to make it? Because there was a time earlier in the season that maybe it would have been 50-50, it would have been split, and or the answer would have been no. We don't trust Harrison Butker. Now, it feels like the problem has been resolved. We have not talked about Harrison Butker in the last 3-4 weeks or so. It feels like they have solved whatever problem was going on with Harrison Butker, that they have just ridden the wave of they are out on the other side of it. If this game comes down to a field goal, Rob, and I mean, the Chiefs are going to be in that situation at some point this year. I mean, that's just how football works. One or two games, like, you are going to need your kicker to make a kick late to help you win a game and or to win the game. How do you feel if it's 7 seconds left and the Chiefs got to kick a 51-yard field goal to win this? Do you trust Harrison Butker to make it right now?
Yes. But you can.
You didn't really say it in a way that I really believe. You didn't really say it in a trustworthy way. Believe he's going to make it?
There's a lot of hesitation.
So you don't trust him?
I'm shaky, but I lean yes. Honestly, if it weren't for the medium, the platform we're on, a radio, I would have sat back here and quietly and been like, I don't know. He has been good enough recently, and I saw a quote earlier this week that Dave Tobe, when speaking to the media yesterday, said he's had his best week of practice, which he's a kicker, so grain of salt. But those things make me think he will make that field goal. But maybe for the first time in the Butker era, I am not super.
You're doing a lot
confident.
Of hemming. Doing a lot of hawing.
There's
right
a lot
now.
Of hemming and
you
hawing
got a,
back
you got
here.
A 51-yard field goal.
I think he makes it.
Chiefs are down one, so there is no, we go to overtime. It's no big deal if you lose. Down one, 51-yard field goal. You need to make this for the Chiefs to win the game. Do you think the Chiefs win?
I lean yes. Lean.
Is it a strong, confident lean?
No. Not at all strong and confident.
I think he nails it.
You're as confident now as you
are. I think they've solved the problem.
You think it's totally cured?
That's what I said.
Now, can I ask you this? That's fine if you think it's totally cured. I don't know it is totally cured for this reason. They've kind of stopped kicking. They've just started going for it more and more and more on fourth down. Like, they don't find themselves with 51-yard field goals anymore, because when they're on the 34-yard line and it's fourth and three, when it's kick or go for it, Reed recently has been team go for it. So I'm not saying you're wrong. He's not missing kicks. He's not missing extra points, and that's his job, so good. But I'm not sold that it's cured, because they don't find themselves in that situation because Reed just avoids it.
I mean, I will give you this. And I think what you're saying is a fair point. I just looked it up. I mean, the Chiefs haven't kicked a 50-yard field goal since the Ravens game, which was on September 28th. So they have not attempted a long field goal in a very, very long time. And they've only kicked a field goal, I'm on Pro Football Reference right now, between 40 and 49 yards. They've only done that one time since the Baltimore game. So I know what we're saying here, and I do feel like he has turned the corner. I feel like he is much better. He hasn't really been put in this spot a lot in the last 6 weeks for a lot of the reasons that you are mentioning. Now, to me, it's much more than that. He also hasn't missed an extra point in quite some time. So I feel like a lot of the – and that, I mean, that's a 41-yard field goal now with an extra point is. The fact that he has done those, he hasn't had any kickoff snafus. I think whatever it was mental, I think he is over it for the most part. So I'm back to, hey, the Chiefs got one of the best kickers in the league. If you can get in the field goal range, do you trust your kicker to make it, especially in the altitude here? I trust he makes it. I feel very confident about Harrison Butker if it comes down to he needs to make a 51-yard field goal for them to win this game.
See, like I said, I lean. I don't have nearly as much confidence, nearly as much as you do. I lean, yes. But I just, maybe me and you just disagree on you saying he's fixed it. Because you're right, kickoffs haven't been a problem anymore. Extra points haven't been a problem anymore. Those things are all good. But the scenario was a 51-yard field goal. And we have flat out not seen that scenario at all. And I don't know if you still have Pro Football Reference up.
I got it right here.
That 51-yarder against Baltimore, did he make it?
No, he missed.
Yeah.
he missed.
And they haven't gone back to it.
He missed.
They've gone away from it. Now, again, the scenario is kick yes or no. I lean yes, but I'm not as sold as you are that he's cured, for lack of a better term.
Well, we'll see what happens in this game. Text line 913-586-7965. If Harrison Butker has to come out for a 51-yard field goal for the Chiefs to win the game, do you trust that he'll make it? Let us know on the text line. Let us know what you think. So I think that this is the biggest Chiefs-Broncos game since 2013. If you guys remember, back in 2013, the Chiefs were 9-0. The Broncos were 8-1. It got flexed to Sunday Night Football. I actually believe that Danny and I were at this game. I'm pretty sure that I got pictures. I think Danny, myself, and Ben Heisler, I think we all actually went to this game because of how big of a game it was for the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs lost that game, but that's the last time. Maybe you could argue that Thursday Night Football game, and you played the audio earlier. I'm not going to play it again. I'm actually upset that you even cut the audio from that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.